Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
I didn't plan it this way. This turns out to be a show for old pets. Not old people, be sure, but old pets. No one listening to this show is old. I mean, if you're listening to this radio show, you are young at heart. No question about it. We'll talk about aging dogs and as dogs age. As people sometimes get Alzheimer's, dogs do get canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome. That's what it's called. More importantly, what are the signs of that? How do you know your dog may have that, especially early on? And what can you do about it? We'll talk to Dr. Todd McCracken. And for cats, I will tell you, most cats, as they age, odds increase that they are going to have some sort of kidney function problem, if not downright kidney disease. Why does that happen in so many older cats? We'll talk to Dr. Susan Little about it. We'll also talk about how to, because there's a game changer now, it's a test called SDMA that's changing everything. We can diagnose early. That's a good thing, a really good thing. But then what do we do about it? And Dr. Little will explain. We'll also talk about veterinary visits for cats and something veterinarians are now using, and also veterinary nurses. That's also a game changer. But most importantly, we talk to you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. So if you have a question about your pet's behavior, your dog or cat's behavior, even your pet bird or guinea pig, I am here to help you. 866-554-7387. Nikki, welcome to the show, Nikki.
Hi, thank you.
What's your question?
Well, my daughter thinks that she needs a bird, and I didn't have one growing up, so I don't really know anything about them.
Why does she think she needs a bird? Did she get up one morning and say, you know, Mom, I need a bird? And how old is your daughter? I hope she's not over 25.
No, she's 6.
Uh-huh.
So we rent, so we can't have a cat or a dog. We're sort of limited, and we're tired of fish at this point. So she thought maybe a bird would be neat, a nice change. And I'm wondering if that's something that she can kind of help out with, keep taking care of, what kind of care they require, that sort of thing.
You know, great question. How do you feel about it, Mom?
I don't mind. mind it as long as it's not going to keep us up at night and be really expensive to care for and to buy. So I think it might be neat.
Yeah, it would be. You know, birds are fascinating, and they really are. You have to decide, first of all, whether you want a bird to just watch, like a finch, which are beautiful. They need to be fed. You know, birds are kind of dirty, no matter what kind of bird it is. I mean, they do what they do inside the cage, which means you have to clean it almost pretty much every day.
Okay.
And when I say you, I mean you or an adult in the household.
Okay.
Because the reality is a six-year-old isn't going to care for the pet and shouldn't care for the pet without adult supervision.
Okay, yeah.
So it's really all about you. So that would be one thing, sort of an ornamental bird like a finch or a more interactive bird like a cockatiel. Or a budgie, which we call parakeets. So those would be my best two as far as... You don't want to, I don't think, jump to an African gray parrot or a scarlet macaw. They're tough to keep. And unless you have some experience with birds, they are absolutely not the first choice. They're not a bird with training wheels.
Okay.
So I think you're far better off if you go the parrot route, which is a more interactive bird route. And they are... They need to come out of their cages. They need interaction with you. Your six-year-old needs to learn, and hopefully she already knows this, to be very gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, whether you choose a cockatiel or a parakeet, particularly a cockatiel, they are surprisingly affectionate.
Really?
They really get to know you. They have most certainly their own personalities. And a cockatiel in particular would... Over time, depending on the individual bird, because they're all different, they will spend time on your shoulder. They'll watch you clean. You have to understand certain things. The kitchen, for example, is the worst place to keep them because they're susceptible to if you. I'm sure. Are you a good baker?
I think so. Yes.
Okay, then I want to make sure that you are. I'll be at your house a week from Wednesday.
Sure.
Just to test it out. I say that because if you burn something, even just a little bit, the fumes may make a bird actually very sick, to the point of killing that bird.
Oh, no.
So you want to make sure that you have a room that's appropriate to keep the bird in. And they're not going to keep you up all night, but still the bedroom is probably not the best room.
Okay.
That's up. And you want a certain amount of activity, which it sounds like you have in your house from what
yes,
I hear in
the
background.
I have a 16-month-old.
Right. So the next question is, do you have time to do this? Should you be waiting a year or two? And that's entirely your call.
Okay.
As far as expense goes, the birds themselves, I wish they were more expensive, then maybe people would be a little more responsible. You know, they're well under $100, depending on where you get it at.
Okay.
A cockatiel, you're best going to someone who really, or a shop if you have one where you live, that specializes in birds. They're better bred. But you can go to one of the superstores and get one as well.
Like a Petco or a PetSmart or something?
Well, that wouldn't be my first choice. My first choice would be a bird specialty shop, but they're not in every city. So or go on the internet and find a breeder that really seems legitimate.
Okay.
And that would be my first choice for a cockatiel. For a budgie or a cockatiel, you're okay going to one of the pet superstores. The caging will actually perhaps cost as much as the bird and some toys that you need to buy and some initial food. The first thing you do, though, before you do any of that, get a book.
Okay.
And read about what you need. Read about what these birds need as far as food. Like any pet, it's a commitment. And the cockatiels, if you get one, they can live almost 20 years or about that. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's a lot better shelf life than my fish did.
They will last longer than your average betta fish, but that's also a responsibility. So think about it. How old is your daughter now?
She's 6.
If this bird lives to the age of 20, this bird will be her best friend, but perhaps you hope, you don't know, but that's very possible. Through the time she is dating and goes to college, and I'm going to make you panic now, gets married. You know, this bird's going to be around for a long time. So you need to be committed. It's wonderful, and I'm glad to hear you say that it's wonderful because that's the kind of attitude I want.
Okay.
All right. I thank you much for your call, Nikki.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. I like answering questions like that. A little different and fun and thoughtful. That's the thing I appreciate most. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. You can go to Facebook. I hope you do like me. Look for fan pages and just type in my name, Steve Dale. If you're on Facebook, I know you know the drill. Or Instagram, Steve Dale's Pet World on Instagram. Coming up next, there's a product called Feel Away, and it's a copy of a pheromone, and it's really helping veterinarians and veterinary nurses to handle cats at veterinary practices and can help you with your cat at home. I'll explain next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You want answers?
Steve's here to help you stay on good terms with your best friend.
You can't handle the truth.
Call in with your questions at 866-554-PETS.
I try to keep her on a short leash. I try to calm her down.
There are two initiatives in veterinary medicine. They coincide with one another in some ways. One is called cat-friendly practices, and the other is called fear-free. So cat-friendly practices are when veterinary practices become certified to be cat-friendly. They make changes within the practice and actually changes in recommendations for things you can do even before you get to the veterinary clinic so the cat isn't as terrified as some cats are. Fear-free minimizes fear, anxiety, and stress of any animal at any veterinary visit, but also on a day-to-day basis in our homes. Both of these initiatives are thrilled with the outcome of what I'm about to describe. Now, here's what you need to know before I describe what I'm about to describe. There's a product, I've talked about it on the radio many times. It's called Feel Away. And what this is, it's a copy of a pheromone. You know how cats rub their cheek pads against a table leg or a chair leg or your leg? What they're doing is depositing a pheromone, and that pheromone communicates to others that I'm comfortable in my own surroundings. Now, we don't sense that pheromone because we're not cats. Pheromones are species specific. So there are actually pheromones that people emit. So remember when great grandma used to say, well, when I met grandpa, the sparks flew. That's what pheromone, I mean, probably it's referring to these pheromones. So even people do, but we don't depend on them like ants depend on them. So how does the ant in front of the ant, in front of that ant, in front of that ant, on and on and on, know where the ants are going? It's pheromones. They're following a pheromone trail. So pheromones are used for different things with different species of animals, from Siberian tigers to African elephants. You know, it's a very common thing. And for our cats, they really communicate so much. Dogs do too. Cats, even more, with pheromones. So this is sort of a comfort pheromone. So Feel Away is a product that is a copy of that pheromone. Feel Away comes in different, there's different types or different ways it can be dispensed. One is a diffuser that you plug into the wall, another is a spray. Now, veterinarians and veterinary nurses, veterinary technicians have begun to, over the course of the past few years, spray themselves with Feel Away, you know, the clothing. Not themselves, really, but their clothing with Feel Away before handling a cat. And then if the next animal they handle is a dog, that dog doesn't understand or even sense that cat pheromone. So that's not a problem at all. People don't sense it, for the most part, at all, at all, at all. You may smell the alcohol base that's there, but other than that, nothing. So what does it do? Does it matter? So anecdotally, veterinarians continue doing this because they have found success. Well, now there's a study to confirm that success. The Wynn Feline Foundation funded a study that was done where veterinary technicians and veterinarians used this product on themselves to see if the cats actually, and they can assess cat behavior. There are ways to do that. And they did, the researchers, assess the cat's behavior in a double-blinded, randomized, placebo-controlled study. So that means sometimes they use feel-away, and sometimes they use just plain water. And nobody knew who was using what. So the study was a good study, and it turned out that feel-away, the veterinarians and veterinary technicians all along that had been using this stuff that said, hey, I'm having success, they were right all along. It really does seem to lower. No, it doesn't seem to. It does lower anxiety, fear, anxiety, and stress at the veterinary visit. Now, if the cat is so freaked out, the cat is terrified, well, it may not help very much. But for cats that are just anxious, which are many, at veterinary clinics, during the exam, this product really helps. So veterinarians are increasingly using this product, but we can use it, and because it's sold at pet stores, so we could use this at home to help cats that we believe are anxious for a whole variety of reasons. And I've talked about a lot of those reasons right here on the radio, but I thought I'd share with you the study that confirms this, and at maybe the most difficult place for a lot of cats, and that's the veterinary clinic. And coming up next, more on our aging dogs with Dr. Todd McCracken.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission licensed under DC 32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. Todd McCracken, Veterinary Services Manager at SIVA Animal Health. Our dogs are living longer than ever before. That's a good thing. We want the quality of life to be maintained as long as possible.
Sure. And again, as pets are getting older, I think certainly there's some things that begin to happen. I know my own dog. I have a Yorkie that's 15 years old. She began defecating in the house. She began to become unfamiliar with her surroundings. I thought at first it was some sort of an issue with fear, anxiety, and stress, and started her on Adaptil to reduce that activity.
And Adaptil, we should stop and explain for those who don't know, it's a pheromone product that helps to lower fear, anxiety, and stress, helps pets to feel more comfortable, dogs feel more comfortable in their own environment. That's probably a
good thing to try, and it made sense, right? But that wasn't the end-all, be-all for your dog.
No, and she still continued with some of the activities, and obviously with her getting older, she has some osteoarthritis, so I started her on a joint supplement, our TRP Tricox. And again, she did show some improvement, but then I finally, it was like a light bulb went on that she actually had cognitive dysfunction or cognitive decline and had some brain aging going on, and so I started her on Centalife, which actually helps with that brain aging.
How does it do that?
It actually is, there's five active ingredients, and there's some antioxidants in there. There's actually phosphatidylserine, which is helps with neuronal transmissions. There's some things, ginkgo biloba, your listeners are probably familiar with mental acuity and focus, taking ginkgo. And then resveratrol is the grapeseed extract, which again helps with cardiovascular health. So not only does it help the brain, but it helps other systems within the body as well.
And after you did that, I mean, it's your dog. It's one dog. We're not talking about thousands, but thousands have been on this product. But
sure.
Let's go back to your dog. What's your dog's name?
Her name's Molly.
And Molly doing better?
Yes, Molly's doing extremely well. And I guess, you know, our hope as a family, we want them happy, healthy, and living a long life. And Molly is doing fabulously well. And again, when I talk to owners about my own story, I kind of relay, you know, I want to find a methodology or a treatment regimen that's going to help them remember the times I'll never forget.
Oh. And that's the thing about older pets. You know, the good news is they're living longer than ever before. But we're seeing more of certain problems, certain types of cancers, but also cognitive decline as pets live longer than they did maybe 50 years ago.
Yeah, and I think that's where it's so important that we see our veterinarian on a regular basis and at least twice a year to have a full physical examination and workup to discover those problems and for them to guide you in what's the appropriate course for your pet. Because every pet is individual and their response to therapy is going to be individual, and that's where you need to consult with your veterinarian to make sure you're having the appropriate therapies begun with your pet.
And the thing that concerns me is that some, on one hand or paw, some veterinarians don't ask even older owners of older animals about cognitive dysfunction. Does this pet seem a bit more confused? Is the pet having accidents when you know the dog is house trained? So the veterinary professionals aren't asking the questions on one paw, but on the other, we say we notice some of these things. We say, the animal's just getting older.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about that. But it turns out you can.
Yeah, and there's a lot of therapies, and there's been tremendous improvements in veterinary medicine. And that's where, again, you don't have to accept and go silently into that good night. We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to provide both a quantity of life for these pets and also a good quality of life for these pets. And I think there are multiple therapies and medications that can really do that, whether it be osteoarthritis medications, whether it be cognitive decline products, or whether, again, it be calming fear, anxiety, and stress with a product like Adaptyl or Feel-Away.
Now, people can't see you because, after all, we are on the radio. Dr. McCracken, I believe, is about, 12 feet tall, something like that?
6'7".
Yeah, so here's this big guy who, again, is going to give us this line.
Yeah, and again, for me, it's help them remember the times you'll never forget.
Oh, Dr. McCracken, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just happened to be at a Purina event where Dr. Elizabeth Colloran and myself were talking about cat-friendly veterinary practices. These are veterinary practices that are certified that say, hey, we're working really hard. We're going to jump through these hoops and make life better for cats, not only in practice once they get to the clinic, also cats that stay overnight at the clinic for any reason, but in addition to that, even cats before they come to the veterinarian, how to make life better for those cats. And by the way, catfriendly.com is a website that has lots and lots of great information on it. But we were talking, and we also talked about older cats. And Dr. McCracken just spoke about older dogs. Older cats similarly can have feline cognitive dysfunction problems. One of the signs of that is yowling in the middle of the night. You know, when you don't hear some older people, they don't hear very well, so they talk louder. And our cats tend to do the same thing. Also, their sleep-wake cycle becomes all confused, in part because they're sleeping so much, even for a cat, during the day. Then they're walking around at night, or they're acting confused. So if you sense this is going on with your cat, things can be done. Talk to your veterinarian.
Oh,
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got the letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
He's not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Of course, you can check out our website, which I know Janice does every single day religiously, and that is petworldradio.net. Hey, Janice?
Yes.
Are you in the kitchen?
Yes.
Yes, it sounds like you're cooking.
Oh, no.
Darn it. I was hoping to come over for a meal.
Oh, some other time.
What's going on?
Well, I have a question. Can you tame feral cats? We've had several cats this winter. Our winters are very severe, and they'll come up on the sun deck, and we've been feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
And as the season goes on into spring, we don't see them as much, and now we don't see them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And any time that they were on our deck, we tried to, you know, be friendly to them. But if we'd open up the door, they would take off right away and not
sure.
even finish the food.
Yeah, is this a large colony?
Oh, there was about four cats that we fed during the winter.
Yeah, it might have been a family that may have simply relocated. The answer to your question is yes, you can. But, boy, that's tough to do. And there are two thoughts about this. One thought is, well, let me back up one step. When they're little kittens, when they're baby little kittens, absolutely, the most humane thing you can do is to probably, once they're weaned, instantly take them in. And at that point, when they're very, very young, yes, there's no issue. At that point, they're not feral cats. They're just domestic cats, and you can work with them. And it, sometimes even then, take some patience, but it can be done easily. However, not so easily when they're adult cats. And while the answer is yes, boy, it takes a special person. And the question is it in the cat's best interest? And there are many people, and I'm one of them, that probably says no. How happy are these cats? So what you're doing is you're taking, excuse me, this wild cat, for lack of a better way of putting it, this feral cat, taking it indoors. The cat doesn't trust people at all, and saying, now over time you're going to learn to trust me. And that usually does happen. But trust and affection are two different things. So whether that cat will ultimately ever become, now I'm going to get the letters and say, I did it. Yes, there are people that do it, and they do it all the time. And there are some people that do it very well. And it may take 6 months, a year, or two, but eventually these cats become content and maybe even happy indoors. But then when you have visitors over, they tend not to trust those visitors at all. The other side of the coin is that where you are, wherever you are in Minnesota, the closest shelter to you has an abundance of cats, great cats available to be adopted out. So rather than taking in one of these feral cats, my advice is to trap, neuter, return when you can. You know, so what you do is you mainly trap these cats. You find a trap, neuter, return program near you, or simply a veterinarian who will spay, neuter, so the problem can't continue outside. You do exactly what you're doing, which is the right thing to do, and that is supplement the cats with food. In a place like Minnesota, they really need it, you know, because otherwise they may not survive more than one or two or three winters, depending on how cold, how snowy that winter is. And the same thing in reverse in Southern California, in Arizona, New Mexico, where it gets so incredibly hot. Sometimes these cats just don't make it. They're okay outside, and they survive. Those that survive, how long they survive, nowhere comparable to how long indoor cats live. However, in their own way, they're happy. And by supplementing them with food and doing all of that, you're making their life the best you can. You're saying, I'm not going to allow this problem, and it is a problem, to perpetuate by spay neutering these cats. And maybe what you're doing is adopting a cat or two from your local shelter. And those cats will be better for home life, and you won't have to work so hard. Now, all cats have different personalities, and some of those feral cats do pretty well inside. And sometimes you adopt a cat out from a shelter, and that cat takes months and months and months to feel comfortable. You know, it depends on the individual animal. But overall, taking a feral cat indoors, yes, it's possible. There are all kinds of tricks of the trade that I can tell you. You can find them on the internet. But still, it takes a long, long time to do. You have to be the right person to do it. And I question whether it's the right thing for that cat, especially for the world of cats, since there are so many available at shelters. So that's a very long answer, but I hope it is an answer.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any cats at home for yourself?
Well, we did take in one feral cat.
How did it go?
It, very well.
There you go, you see.
But I think maybe she was sick. Mm. We took her to the vet, and she had a checkup, and she was about 2 years old. She already had a litter.
Yeah.
And so we had her spayed.
Sure.
Is that correct?
Yep.
And she was happy here. We had toys for her to play with, especially catnip balls.
Mm-hmm.
We'd hear her running through the house chasing those balls in the middle of the night.
Well, and, I don't know that that's completely a good thing, but...
Yeah. But anyway, then about 3 years into living with us, she became very still and didn't move around a lot, so we took her to the vet, and the vet said that she had renal failure.
Wow. Yeah.
So she was at the vet for about a week, and we brought her home, and she was okay for a day, but the next day she went in and ate her food and walked into the living room, laid down, and died.
Wow. You know, my guess is that your cat probably had it's something called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It's a heart disease. Although it can happen with renal failure, the number one cause of sudden death in cats, and it could be a combination of elements that was going on with your cat. I also suspect that this cat was older than they first thought, maybe.
Possibly.
But, yeah, because it's rare for renal failure to be so impactful in a very young cat, but it can happen. And this sounds as though it has nothing to do with the cat being indoors or outdoors, but what you did do is you gave this cat a wonderful quality of life, and I congratulate you for that. I'm sorry for your loss. But overall, when you take, and again, I'm generalizing, but when generally you take these cats indoors, they're not so happy. Now, it could be that you had a formerly owned cat that was either lost or its owner for some reason put the cat out, and people sadly do that with cats. So this cat might have been more adjusted to home life and to people. But some of these cats, they have no idea what stairs are. You know, they learn, of course, and... You know, they have no idea what to chew and not to chew, just like a little kitten would have, you know, and they learn sometimes the hard way, you know, and they're just very much afraid of people. And so if you have a cat that instantly wasn't afraid of people and seemed to understand what living in a home is all about, then probably at some point in that cat's life, that cat lived indoors. Email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. There are lots of ways to reach me. So you can reach me through Facebook if you like. So you can like my fan page. I hope you do that. You can reach me through Instagram. As I mentioned, Steve Dale's Pet World is my Instagram handle, as they say. But you can also reach me through email, and that's steve@petworldradio.net. And every week we choose an email, and this email is rather personal. It's a dog who doesn't lift his leg to urinate. Why does he do that? And this listener wants to know, in fact, if it has to do with the sexual preference of the dog, which indeed it does not. But I'll explain more next.
Catago for Cats presents a quick joke from a cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So this is the most exciting thing ever. Every year before the convention of the American Veterinary Medical Association, the night before, actually the day before, for the entire day, veterinary behaviorists get together. This is so cool. And they share research. Woo! I will be at that event, as I've been for several years now, I think ever since they've held it, and I will report to you next week some of the latest research, some of the latest discoveries when it comes to animal behavior.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, Afoxolaner.
You've been hearing me say for a couple of years that our tick population keeps growing, and research is confirming that exploding population, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
And I said, you know, there seems to be more ticks in more places than ever before, because I'd been collecting ticks for 25 or 30 years, and the more we look, the more we see that this is a phenomenon, that there really are more ticks in more places. We have a crowdsourced tick survey for America, and it is probably almost daily that we get someone saying in their report, I've lived here for 10 years and I've never seen a tick. I've never encountered a tick. This is my first tick. And so clearly there is more ticks in more places.
So the ticks are out there, but that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak to your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Afoxolaner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I have a problem. My dog doesn't lift his leg to urinate. Actually, it sounds like your dog's problem, but that's okay. This is a problem because he piddles on his own front legs. That is a problem. He's a beautiful cream-colored coat is turning yellow. Getting this 50-pound dog into a bathtub every day isn't easy. That is getting old. My veterinarian says everything is okay. I'm worried about the sexual preference of my dog. What do you think? It's from Jerry in Illinois. Well, Jerry, this has nothing to do with sexual preference of your dog. And for those who don't know, maybe you have had cats your entire life or pet birds or fish. Male dogs eventually, as they mature, lift their leg to urinate. Female dogs squat. Seems familiar, doesn't it? Because of the mechanics of it all. So why isn't this dog lifting his leg? Well, it could be he hasn't reached social maturity yet, and that isn't necessarily linked to age. So just as you meet some 20-year-olds and they're the most immature people in the world, and you meet others and you think, are you sure this person isn't 50 years old, right? So maturity and confidence don't completely correlate with physical age. And, you know, it's the same with dogs. So dogs that tend not to be as confident might be more shy, might be submissive, a term I hate to use, but I will, I just did. Well, you could teach your dog to have more confidence by having fun with your dog, encouraging your dog to be confident. And one way to do that is to enroll in a class. Now, it could be a class. Now they have these classes where the dogs have to sniff and find things. I love that idea because it encourages a dog to be a dog. It can be one of the dog sports like agility. That's like an obstacle course for dogs. Or you could just do it at home and hide things around your house and say, hey, you're brilliant. This is the smartest dog in the world because it found the treats that I hid all over the place. But the idea is to encourage your dog. I mean, dogs have feelings too. I know this sounds like a crazy answer. I get that. But I'm telling you, in part, in great part, this could be a lack of confidence. I mean, some dogs just aren't cocky enough, so to speak. So as the dog matures and builds more confidence, you will begin to see your dog lift his leg. One more thing concerning the fact right now that your dog is piddling on himself, which can't be too comfortable for your dog either. And so you don't have to give your dog a bath every day. There are wipes that you can buy at any pet store. So they're shampoo wipes. So they've got pet shampoo on them, and you could just wipe your dog with that. and clean your dog's leg, because you don't have to clean the whole dog, I assume. Just clean where your dog is piddling on himself, and you can do that without having to throw this big dog into a bathtub. You can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, the conversation with feline veterinarian Dr. Susan Little about kidney disease in cats.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
She is amazing. Her name is Dr. Susan Little, who literally wrote the most recent book on feline medicine. That is about, what, 5,000 pages?
It's 10 pounds. I know by weight.
It literally is 10
pounds? Yeah, it's 10 pounds. Yep.
So you don't have to join a health club. You could just walk around with your book and you lose weight.
Or you use it as a door stopper. It works really well.
Yeah, and cats are getting, we hope, more exercise than ever before. Anyway, they're living longer than ever before. And if a cat is lucky enough to live to the age of 13, 14, 15.
One of my cats just died recently. 19, though. 19.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not unusual.
No.
But with that comes some issues, and one of those for many, if not most cats that live long enough, is kidney disease.
Mm.
So can you describe why it is, do you think, that cats that are, maybe we don't know, as they age, are likely to have some form of kidney disease?
You know, that's a really good question, and I'm not going to pretend I know the answer to that. And I've often said if I could redesign the cat, I'd give them better kidneys.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that would be on my wish list, because it is so common. You're absolutely right. It's really common. We actually don't know firm numbers, you know, on what percentage of cats get it, but you hear a lot of figures like at least a third of cats as they get older. And of course, it depends on what age you're talking, but nonetheless, all veterinarians will tell you they see this virtually daily in cats.
And the problem is, by the time it is diagnosed, there's significant damage done until maybe now.
Yeah, so one of the problems that we've had in veterinary medicine is that we traditionally diagnose kidney disease, whether it's a dog or a cat, quite late in the disease compared to people. So for you or I, when you or I go to our physician and they do some routine, you know, blood testing on us, they actually have a couple of different ways that they can do some evaluation of our kidney function before we have overt kidney disease. And we've lacked that in veterinary medicine. So, but that's changed.
Yeah, talk about how it's changed.
So there is a relatively new test on the market produced or introduced by IDEXX that is a blood test. So it's simple. And it is a test called SDMA, which, you know, I won't bore you with what that means because I can't spell it.
But I do think it's important for people to understand, because I'm telling you, some of you may want to come in and actually mention to your veterinarian, if you have an older cat, I want the SDMA. It's easy enough because they do blood work anyway, as
absolutely
you mentioned.
Yeah. Absolutely. And what it does is gives us a much earlier diagnosis. So just to give you an example, this is how bad it is. Without SDMA, typically by the time we diagnose kidney disease in a cat or a dog, they have lost 75% of their kidney function. I mean, really, that's not acceptable, right? We need earlier diagnosis.
And also, the cat's feeling really crummy.
They may well be.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we use SDMA as an earlier marker, we can diagnose them as early as 25% loss. And there's a huge difference between 25 and 75%.
And there is for quality of life for that.
It's all about quality of life. So, you know, we have a lot of data in the veterinary literature that tells us the earlier we diagnose these cats, we know what types of treatments we need to use, that's not a problem. You know, we know how to monitor them. So the key is the earlier we make the diagnosis and institute all of this monitoring and therapy, then we do give them not just more life, but better life. And that's what most owners want.
Of course.
Right? They want longer life, but they want better life.
And discover this way a cat can live a better life for a very long time with kidney disease. So what are some of the things, and I know it varies a bit from cat to cat, but what are some of the things that can be done once then through this SDMA test? That you've discovered kidney. Okay, now what? What do you do?
Well, there are lots of problems that can be associated with kidney disease. So we see sometimes cats with kidney stones. We see cats with high blood pressure. So it immediately alerts us that we need to look for some of these associated diseases. And you might think, wouldn't I know if my cat has a kidney stone or high blood pressure? And the short answer is not necessarily.
Well, you wouldn't know by looking at me if I had high blood pressure, right?
Yeah.
And it's the same in cats for blood pressure. Why is blood pressure important in cats?
So in just like in people, it's called the silent killer, right? So very similar to people, if you have chronically high blood pressure, it is bad for your kidneys. Your kidneys don't like high blood pressure. We see cats that go blind, get bleeding in their eye. They get neurologic problems. They might have a seizure, for example. So there are certain organs that are really susceptible. And that's serious damage. And that's serious quality of life impairment, too.
She is the amazing, and now I now know, queen of cats around the world. Dr. Susan Little, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next week, we report from the American Veterinary Medical Association Convention.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one.
BizTalk Radio,